In terms of selecting appropriate vocabulary, we need to make sure that we have a range of concepts available. Too often what we see in AAC systems is that they include a lot of objects, labels for things, toys and those kinds of things, and people, maybe familiar people. But they don't often include social words, relational concepts, questions, words that are really very powerful in interaction and allow us to do a lot of things. So ways to tell somebody that they're silly and laugh about that, ways to ask why, ways to just communicate and tease others and have fun. You need to check to make sure that the vocabulary is individualized, that it's motivating and fun, that it's functional for the child, that it's developmentally appropriate so that the concepts are appropriate to the child's development, that it's culturally appropriate. We work and interact with many kids from different cultural and linguistic backgrounds, and we need to make sure that the vocabulary that we're providing is relevant to the child's culture, since that's integral to their development. And finally, we need to make sure that that vocabulary supports language learning. We almost always in our projects start with functional vocabulary that allows kids to do the things that are really motivating to them. But as those kids develop their range of concepts, we're gradually building in the developmental vocabulary that will allow them to move into communicating more complex concepts and more complex messages. As we think about the concepts, we need to make sure that they have appropriate wording, that kids sound like kids. Too often we have kids out there that are using AAC systems that sound like middle-aged speech-language pathologists or teachers and don't sound like kids. And so we really need to make sure that these kids sound like one-year-old or two-year-old or three-year-old kids do. We should be always modeling concepts that the child knows, as well as introducing new concepts, some of which the child may grasp and choose to learn and add to their corpus expressively, others of which the child may not choose to grab and learn, but may still be concepts that the child has been exposed to and have been introduced to them.